Thanks for joining me on episode 919 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Brian Steele, author of The Kingdom Field Guide, and I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world. How? By using your time, your talent, and your treasure to live out your calling. Discovering how to seek first God's kingdom is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
Because the truth is, if you see yourself as helpless as a victim, then by definition, you're a helpless victim. But if you see yourself as having the capability of doing something and taking a positive effect and making a positive change, then and only then is there some hope that can become the truth as well.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in yourself through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about why where you focus your mind determines so much. I share how two people in the same situation can see it totally differently and thus have completely different results. I also talk about why hope is more important than you might think.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
I was having a conversation with a client the other day about how they were struggling because they really had a bad experience with their job, with work. They were feeling out of sorts, feeling like they really didn't love their work anymore. And the truth is that I think many of us go through these times where we don't love what we do. In fact, I think there's surveys that say that 85% of employees are somewhat disengaged at work. And of that 85%, 15% are actively disengaged, meaning they're actively doing things that are against what they should be doing at work. And I think what's interesting about that is we all have these periods and experiences, whether it's with work, whether it's with relationships, whether it's with our family life, with whatever it is, where we just feel frustrated, we feel tired, we feel out of sorts, we feel like things are not going the way we want them to go. Whether it's having money problems, having time problems, having work problems, having marriage problems. All too often, we come into these situations and things aren't going well. But here's what's interesting. A lot of times, it's true. Empirically, you can look at it. You're struggling, you're in debt, you're dealing with money problems, you're fighting all the time. There's true, real problems that you can observe. But at the same time, how we focus our mind begins to determine so much about what happens next. See, the truth is that oftentimes, whenever things are not going well and we begin to focus on how things are not going well, what we discover is they start going even worse. What we discover is all we can think about is what's wrong, what's going bad, how this isn't working, how horrible it is. And it makes it feel more horrible than it was before. It makes it feel even worse than it was before. Other times, in the same situation, somebody can look at it and they can say, yeah, it's bad. Yes, there are real problems. Yes, this is not where I want it to be. But then they can instead say, but what do I want to be doing differently? What do I want to do to change the situation? What do I have control over and what do I not have control over? And how can I pay attention to the things that I do have control over to help make things better? What can I do today to make tomorrow a little different than today? What can I do to actually actively change it? Now, it's weird, but this is not the secret kind of mentality of you think it and then the universe will resonate and it becomes the way you want it to be. This is not about just being Pollyanna and saying everything's wonderful when in fact it's not. It is about how two different people can be facing the same set of challenges, and yet because they view it differently, their path forward diverges. They have different results because their mindset is different. And the mindset is less about the situation they're in and more about how they view that situation. Do they view the situation as one that they have some level of control and input into? Do they view the situation as one that they have some power to change? Do they view themselves as someone who can take action and make changes? Because the truth is, if you see yourself as helpless as a victim, then by definition, you're a helpless victim. But if you see yourself as having the capability of doing something and taking a positive effect and making a positive change, then and only then is there some hope that can become the truth as well. The truth is that how we view the situation has a lot to do with the results that we get. This is why one of the things that is so important in coaching is hope. What is the hope that you have? What are the dreams that you have? Why is tomorrow going to be different than today? Because if you can't see that's possible, then it is indeed impossible. This is why working with other people, whether it's working in therapy, whether it's working with a coach, can take on so much power, because a lot of times having an accountability partner, having somebody from outside the situation, they can inject hope in a way that it's really hard to do for yourself whenever you're struggling, whenever things are not going well, whenever you're having those challenges. Because the truth is, the person from outside, it's not that they are magic. It's not that they have any great gifts. It's simply that by being outside of the situation, they can step forward and begin to help you see other options. They can help you see how to see the world differently. Because that change in mindset, that change in perception is all important when it comes to changing your life. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact